What do you call a riding animal? You mentioned mules and cows, but now the kind of animal, the animal that you keep in a stable.
You mean horses or cattle?
Yeah, horses. Yeah. Now, what do you call a male?
A stallion.
Okay. And the female?
Mare.
All right. And I ask you, you might ask someone about, say, well, he doesn't know anything about horses. He has never been up on a horse's back, you know.
He rode a horse.
Okay. And so the first time he got up on the horse, he fell.
Oh.
All right. And a little boy was in bed, and he was tossing and turning in bed, and he fell.
Out of the bed.
All right. And this is a game you play. You pitch these things.
Pitch horseshoes.
All right. And where does a horse wear these?
On the bottom of his feet.
All right. What's another word instead of, you might use the word feet, but what's another word you might use?
Hoof.
All right. And what about two of these? He has one hoof, two. The horse has four.
Four feet.
Or hoof.
Hoofs.
Okay. And did they ever raise any sheep around here at all?
Very few. When I was a boy, the farmer had sheep, but they quit it, and they don't raise any now.
I see. What was a male sheep called?
Ram.
And a female?
Ewe.
And what is the stuff on a sheep's back?
Wool.
All right. And the animal, the other principal meat-producing animal on the farm?
Mutton.
Yeah?
You take a sheep, that's mutton, and then cattle is beef, hogs is pork.
Okay. What is a male hog called?
Boar.
Now, were there any special terms used instead of boar in the presence of women?
Well, and they used to call them boar hogs, one that's been castrated,
yeah.
Say that boar, and maybe a boar hog would get out of the pen, and they wouldn't want to say that old boar's out, they'd say, well, the boar is out.
I see. They'd use the term barrow instead of boar, huh? That's it.
Yeah.
Did they ever use anything instead of saying stallion when talking about horses?